Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
Now, this is interesting. Watch. That you would bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, that your hand may be with me, that you'd keep me from evil. Listen, that I may not cause pain. What happens? Hurt people hurt people. Do you understand? Yeah. If you're hurt, there's a reaction that reaches out in response. It's just like a dog that's got hurt and you're up there with good nature and you want to help, but because he's hurt, he bites you. And you see a silly thing, I'm just trying to help you. And that happens with us sometimes. It's because there's hurts and those kind of things within our life. But the good news is you can pray specific prayers and you can begin to see this stuff fold the back off your life over a period of time. And you can pray that with confidence that I may not cause pain, that I can be a blessing. What a great specific prayer. The prayer of Jabez. It's number one. Because not all of us are in pain. But how about this one, Hannah? She's mentioned in 1 Samuel, and Hannah is an amazing lady, but she can't have a child. And she was getting taunted from her friends and from her family that she couldn't have a child. And she just got so overwhelmed. Probably tried everything she could in those days that was possible. And she got so overwhelmed that she goes into the temple. Maybe sits in the back seat. Begins to pray. And the priest comes up to her and he makes an assumption that was wrong, because when he was looking at it, he saw her lips move, but there was no voice. And he said, "Woman, don't come to church drunk." She said, "No, I'm not drunk. I'm just overwhelmed. I'm stressed out. I feel I'm not worthy." He said, "What's wrong?" "I want to have a child." This one felt like in Eli's heart then. "Oh, geez, I hit that one wrong." So we listened to her, and as they were going, he just said, "May God grant you your request." Specific prayers. She must have known in the spirit, because her whole demeanor had changed. She kind of walked out of that place kind of knowing that God has heard your prayer. And I want to encourage you, church, so when you got specific prayers, you keep praying until you feel, hey, God's got this. Yeah. And then keep praying until it comes a reality within your life. Oh, should I pray those kind of prayers? Yeah, listen to this. Remember when Elijah was, he killed the priest of Baal, and then he said, "It's going to rain." He said, "It's going to rain. Get in the town, it's going to rain." So he sends his little mate up to the mountain. He's praying. And he says, "Any clouds?" "No." So he keeps on praying. God said it was going to rain. And he kept praying. And he goes up there, sends a lad up again. "Is the clouds coming yet?" "No." So he prays. Sends a lad up again. "Hey, is there a cloud in the sky?" "Yeah, it's as big as a man's hand." He said, "Come on, let's get going. It's coming. And I believe that God gives you a release in your spirit, and God begins to allow you to see it's coming. Get ready in Jesus' name. And I believe there's a great outpouring of grace coming upon us as a church. Come on, it's coming. Those things you've been praying for, it's coming in Jesus' name. There is going to be that restoration. There is going to be that breakthrough. Come on, it's coming. Stir your faith in Jesus' name. Woo. So she says, "God, give me a child." But she made a deal. She says, "God, if you give me a child, I will dedicate him to you as long as he lives and I live." I prayed those prayers. "God, if you give me this financial breakthrough, I'll tithe for the rest of my life." How many of you kind of said that, but have you done it? Because when you say something before God, there is an expectation that you will fulfill it with his grace. "If you heal me, man, I'll serve you for the rest of my life. If you give me a wife, Man, we'll serve you. Are you? Just a question. Because this woman here, she made a vow that as soon as my child is weaned, I'm going to bring him to the Lord. And listen, maybe the trouble you've been through and maybe the holding back of the request was that you would pray a prayer like that and that God can step in and cause that thing to be a blessing to you and beyond you. So when the child was weaned, his Anna comes, she brings Samuel in, and she said, hey, for this child I prayed and I've given him to the Lord. And she left him in the house of God. She used to come visit him once a year. And he grew up in the house of God and he became the great prophet Samuel that ruled for 40 years in Israel. Who knows that your delay and your pushing into God, that the enemy didn't want that to happen, but your perseverance and being specific about something has caused something to be birthed on the earth that's not only going to be a blessing to you, but a blessing to the generations. Yes, amen, church?
Amen.
For this child I prayed. I stand here today because my mum and dad, when each one of the seven kids were born, they dedicated them to the Lord. Remember, we have a dedication service here? Dedicating to the Lord. And they said that as long as they live, they'll be dedicated to the Lord. Man, they stuck by their guns. Oh my goodness. I just didn't like it at all, but now I thank God for the boundaries they put in my life and the railway tracks they put on my life, because something happened in my life because of their following through of their dedication. And I'm not putting pressure on anyone today. We all kind of miss it somewhere. But if the Holy Spirit starts to bring something back to your remembrance, just listen to what he's saying. That's all I'm saying. But there may be blessing the other side of that. Don't listen to the accusing voices or the feeling of condemnation, but if it comes with peace and it comes with a gentle voice, man, listen to it. Talk to your friends about it, because it could be the Holy Spirit bringing back something to you that on the other side of that, there is great blessing that's going to come into your life. Oh, prayer is a habit, but it's dynamic. Don't underestimate. Listen, your poor, pathetic prayer. And that's why I hear some people say, no prayer is poor and pathetic. The diction may not be that well, but it's a passion in the heart. I used to get embarrassed for having to pray in public because, wow, they can pray good. Who wants to pray after oral? It's got nothing to do with it. He's a great prayer and so are you. Oh, Jesus, help me. That may be your prayer if you had to pray in public. Oh, Jesus, help me. How did I learn to pray? I'm not the world's best prayer, but I've got a heart that says, man, get hold of God. I used to look in the mirror. Dear Heavenly Father. You know, praying in church. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for this, your congregation today. Pray that you would bless them abundantly. That doesn't sound good. Hey, God, can you just bless these people today? You know, and you might say, you know, what does it matter? Hey, you don't make fun of God. I'm just making a little bit of fun there with us. But just, if you're going to pray, pray. Don't worry about your words. Oh, if you're going to learn to pray in public, you know, practice it. But in your own time, man, just get hold of God. You're not heard for your words. You're heard for your passion.
Very good.
Now, Acts 2:42, and it says, and they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and prayers. I just think that's interesting. If it didn't work, why'd they continue in it? So if the Bible's saying they continued in it, I think we should continue in it. That is the foundation kind of statement within our church and within the church of Jesus Christ. They started and they continued. Matthew 6:6, listen to this one. I'll read my own. But when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And you say, John, you pray in public. Others pray in public. Yeah, that's cool. It's talking about the attitude. You can pray where you like. You can pray in a bus. You can pray in church. You can pray where you like. But it's talking about the attitude. It's not there just to make ourselves look like we've got great words. No, it's saying you've got to do it humbly. But it doesn't mean you can go and hide in the corner. But it's good to pray in secret. Now, listen to this. When you pray, go into your room. And when you've shut your door, pray to the Father who sees in secret. Pause. Who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. What is he saying? Specific prayers that no one else knows about will become manifest and will become obvious. I love that. Oh, how many prayers have you got stored up within your heart? Come on, mums and dads, how many prayers? Come on, young people, how many prayers? Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. Man, sometimes I start praying and I get into a realm, and you've been there as well. Man, where prophetic things begin to come in, you begin to speak things over your life and over your family and over others, and you begin to see clearly. And this is not just a gift for the pastors or for the kind of the elite. It's for each one of us that God has given us this gift of prayer, that we can communicate, that we can be strengthened, that we can see things happen that are beyond our imagination. Thought that'd never happen, but wish they would happen. Amen. I'm here today as an answer to prayer from my parents.
Yep.
I'm here today because I choose to be here in response to God's call upon my life. I choose to be here today because I choose to walk with God, because I know that not walking with God is not good for me.
Yeah.
I would self-destruct very quickly. So I'm here in response to prayers that have been prayed, but also I take my responsibility to carry on that prayer chain. That I begin to pray for others. I pray for my children, my grandchildren. I pray for people in this church. Man, that God gets hold of you. And even sometimes you don't even know I'm praying for you. But I'm praying for you. I'm laying hold of God for you. That you can stand strong. And that you can link yourself in this marvelous prayer chain that God has for each one of us. And when you can't pray, someone's praying for you. But when you can pray, pray for others. Be specific. I feel this year is going to be a year of divine health. In Jesus' name. We're going to know God more. We're going to see more of the dynamics of God in Jesus' name. Come on, let's stand together. That was part A of my message for this morning. Finish it next week. Everyone loves God? And just stay with us for a moment. Why don't we just put our hands out like this? Lord, I just pray right at this moment that, Lord, that we'd start to grasp hold in our understanding prayer, the dynamics of fellowship and the dynamics of strength and wisdom, the dynamics of healing, the dynamics of goodness that can flow out of our lives and into our lives. And I just pray today, oh God, that something would just tweak within our spirit. That we'd be people that begin to say, yeah, Lord, I may not be the best, biggest prayer warrior, but I'm going to start to pray. It's not about how much time, church. It's about starting. And I want to tell you this, that the devil trembles when he sees the weakest of saints opening your heart and praying. It's the beginning of strength. And I pray that within your life this year, there may be such a desire placed within your heart, whether it's working through issues, whether it's a declaration of what should be, or a declaration of what you're desiring God to be, there wouldn't be the holding back, but there'd be the seeking, the knocking, the asking. until the door is opened and the answer comes in Jesus' name. Oh, we declare. I want to make some declarations. I declare that our children will come to know Jesus Christ. I declare that relationships will be restored. I declare that we'll be reversing of what the enemy has ripped out of our lives in Jesus' name. I declare that our best days are in front of us. I declare that our best opportunities will rise up in Jesus' name. I declare that we are sons and daughters of the living God. I declare that we will live long on this earth, that our generations will impact the generations to come in Jesus' name. I declare it. I declare it today in the mighty name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I declare that we will not be held back by our past. I declare that our past will not determine our future, but our future will be determined by what we hope to become in God. We declare it today in the powerful name of the Lord. Oh, amen.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.